I'd spent all the afternoon of the date sunbathing. I was red as a beet. My hair was a mess, and I really didn't want to go. And as we were walking down the stairs, I saw the three guys sitting there, and I said to my friend, "Look at the hick with no tie. I'll bet I get stuck with him." And I did. We went out, and I knew he didn't have any money. They wanted to stop for a hamburger and a Coke, and he just frankly told me, "I can't afford it." Somehow or other, that seemed honest to me. I said, "Let's just sit in the car and talk." And talk we did. Talked ourselves right into love and marriage. And then I called him, and we decided maybe we wanted to see each other again. But friends from Chicago had come in, and they took me out to lunch. So I stood him up.
I waited longer for her that day than I've ever waited for anybody in my life. I don't think I really was mad. I was disgusted, and I just wrote this girl off. And so I went back to work, worked Monday night, worked Tuesday night. And Wednesday evening, the manager said, "Frank, you've got a telephone call." And in her little girl voice, she started explaining to me. And the sucker that I was, I accepted the apology. And on Friday, I took her out to the farm to meet my mother and dad. And I told Dad Saturday, "If you can find us a minister, we're going to get married tomorrow." And on the honeymoon, we got halfway to Lake Schaefer, and I discovered that I only had $20.
So we honeymooned on $20, and it was fun.
We found a motel for $3 a night. We discovered a beer garden where you get a hamburger and a bottle of beer for, I think, 75 cents. So we lived 3 days and three nights.
On hamburger, beer, and love. And I've never once regretted a 3-day courtship.